Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hello and welcome. I'm your host today, Rhonda Brandt, sitting in for Vicki Winterton. And today I am so honored to have with me Mr. Leith Adams. Welcome, Leith.
Hello, Rhonda. How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Wonderful. I want my listeners to know this is Mr. Leith Adams. He is a best-selling author of the book, The Father Balance. Leith is happily married to his wonderful and beautiful wife for 32 years. That's an accomplishment. And he has three grown adult married children and five fantastic grands. Leith is an entrepreneur. He's just a man of all facets. And I'm just so honored to have him here on our radio show. So, Leith, can you tell our listeners what your life quote is?
Yes, I'd be only too happy to give you my quote. If at first you don't succeed, don't be so surprised. Get up, dust yourself off, take a deep breath, refocus, and have another go.
Wow, I love that. That is so wonderful. And how have you experienced that, Leith? How did you come about that quote?
Well, I guess that quote is a culmination of my life experience. Not everything that I've had a crack at has worked out, but it's a matter of keeping up. You know, just whatever it takes, don't give up. Continue to persist until you become successful. Rhonda, as you alluded to, I've been an entrepreneur and I've also been an entrepreneur. Because at times At times I've been in so deep that I've had to look up to see the bottom, as it was only the depth that varied. And I've had to learn that out of every adversity comes the seeds of an equal or greater opportunity. And it all depends upon your app, not your iPhone app, but your APP, as in attitude, your perception and your persistence to make it work for you.
That is just so inspiring. I love that. So, Leith, tell us, how did you come to your passion and purpose in life?
Well, started that a long time ago. I basically started working for myself as self-employed as an earthmoving contractor at the age of 19. And, I guess when you start out in business for yourself, there's a lot of things to learn. And, look, I guess in life I don't profess to be an expert in any way, shape or form. And, you know, when I do a lot of speaking, and when I get up to speak, I tell people that, you know, I don't profess to be an expert. I'm coming from an angle of don't do it this way. Ask me, I know. A lot of it's based upon life experience. And I guess, you know, the feedback that I get from the audience is that I'm real, you know, I'm very authentic, because I'm speaking about things that I've actually walked through. I'm not just talking about it. I've walked the walk and quite amazingly lived to see the other side of it. Much to my surprise, I've been lately tagged with being called Mr. Inspiration. I guess that sort of wraps it up.
Wonderful. So, Leith, when did you start writing?
Well, I've always written snippets, I guess. Several years ago, I had a company and I was employing a dozen people, and every morning I used to send out a little inspirational quote. I used to call FYI, which normally stands for your information, but I changed it to for your inspiration. And I used to send a little quote out to all my staff members every morning just to inspire them to, to have a great day, but also to give them just a little bit of a inspiration tweak up so that, they had the right mindset to be successful for the day. So over a period of years, I collected heaps and heaps of those little sayings. And then I guess about 3 or 4 years ago, a really good friend of mine, who was also what I call my, he's a mentor, but he's also my accountability partner. He's one that has been a huge influence in my life. He said to me, Lisa, you need to get out and tell your story and, you know, you need to write a book. John is his name. I said, geez, John, yeah, it sounds like a great idea, but, you know, who would ever read my book, you know? He said, no, look, you need to do it. So it got to the stage where I just had to make a decision. So I just put a line across the page, took some time out, sat down in front of my computer and just put together all the bits and pieces I had from years previous. So I just had to pull all those bits and pieces together into the book and join the dots, if that makes sense. So that's how it came about, pretty much.
Now, tell us about the father balance, and how did you come up with that, the title and the cover?
Well, I figured, you know, even though some things in life I've been very successful in, some things I've had absolute disasters in, one thing that I am very grateful is the fact that I've been able to keep my family together, and that's not just myself, but my wife and our three kids and five grandkids now. But I realised over a period of time that it's all about keeping the balance right, because, you know, a lot of times you see a father or husband working themselves to death, you know, like got their head down, bum up, trying to make a go at it, only to turn around to find that, you know, their wife and children are gone because they haven't spent the time with them that they should have been. So it's a matter of keeping the balance correct so that you can build a career and at the same time still keep your marriage and family together. And look, it's a huge challenge, and it's a challenge that I've had to face, and, well, it's a miracle that that it's worked out for me. But because of that, I've found there's a huge niche, or I suppose, opening in the marketplace, and huge need, I suppose, is the word, in the marketplace where other guys want to know the same. And that's how it sort of all came about.
Wonderful. What are the three most important personal tips you could share for achievement and fulfillment through writing?
Okay. I think the biggest thing is to have a passion. You know, you got to be passionate about what you do. And look, I've always said to my kids, you know, if you get up in the morning and you think to yourself, oh, crops, don't tell me I've got to go to work again. You know, you're in the wrong job. You need to change your career or change what you're doing. You know, and life is a bit like that. You've got to have a passion for what you're doing, because if you don't have a passion for it, therefore you don't have the desire to do it, you won't be successful, because you're not putting all the oomph into it every day, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
And the other thing I think is basically you've got to have a sense of destiny. I believe that every person has been put on earth by God to fulfill the destiny that he's got placed in your life. And sometimes we walk around in the desert like Moses did for, you know, for years and years and years before we find that. So even just recently, again, I just take some, you've got to take time out just to sharpen the axe at time and refocus on where you really want to go in life. And sometimes as years go by, the sense of what you want to do changes, because as life evolves, so do you. And sometimes it can take quite a while for you to work out actually what you're meant to be doing on this good earth that we've been put on. And I think the third thing is having a sense of what I call a legacy, leaving a legacy. You know, whereby your family is intact. You know, I agree that, well, I suppose as far as inheritance is concerned, you know, that it's great if you can leave an inheritance to your children, and, you know, that can be passed on to your children's children. But, you know, that's a great thing to be able to do. But how about leaving behind a family that's not in tatters, and a family that sees the good in that you did, and they can replicate it? And I think you'd have to say that you'd be much more happier, not to mention them as well, being a lot happier with a sense of legacy left in their family and your family like that.
That is powerful, Lee. Very powerful. Where are you from in Australia?
Well, I live in...
Where does that legacy come from that you're speaking of, and the strong family?
Well, I live in rural Victoria, which is down, it's in the southern part of Australia. I live about 3 hours, I suppose you say 3 hours north of Melbourne. But the strong sense of legacy, I grew up on a farm. My great-grandfather was a farmer, and my granddad and my father, I was a farmer as well. And I think that's probably where some of the legacy comes from, is that in fact, I've got a picture on my desk. It's a photo of my great-grandparents with the letter from the Queen celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary. And in that photo is my great-grandfather and grandmother and my grandfather and my dad and myself. So it's a four-generation photo that was taken quite a few years ago now, as you can appreciate. I think I was only 7 years old at the time. But, you know, I look at that and think, well, you know, the legacy of long marriage and staying together and all that type of thing is part of my family heritage. So it's something that I aspire to achieve as well.
That is amazing. In these days and times, you know, I understand why your book, Father Balance, is a bestseller. You are not just walking the walk, you're talking the talk. And that's amazing in these days and times because fathers need to hear this. Young men need to hear what you have to say in Father Balance. It's just amazing. So is there a message in Father Balance that you want readers to grasp?
Look, I guess the message probably is the subtitle on the book, Rhonda, and that is how you as a father can successfully build a career and at the same time still keep your marriage and family together. Primarily, you know, that's probably as good a message as I could give anybody, I think.
That's wonderful. So what impact would you like to see your book have on the world?
Well, I guess, as you just alluded to before, Rhonda, is that we're living in a society at the moment where the family unit is struggling and under attack, I guess, from so many forces, whether that be the media or just our lifestyles or, you know, the people that we hang around with. I'm a strong believer that as a father, you really need a what I call an accountability partner. An accountability partner is someone that you actually look up to. It's best if it's not a family member, more so a confidant, I suppose you'd say, someone you can confide in. But also, it's got to be someone that in no way, shape or form would you be ever tempted to lie to. Because this person is not only someone who keeps you on track, but also someone who can, when they're looking over your shoulders, go, hey, hang on a minute, you know, look, mate, you know, you're going down the wrong path here. You know, someone who can gently guide you in the direction that you need to be going, but also that you respond to. So finding a person like that, it's like finding a needle in a haystack. But really, at that point in time, if you can find someone like that that can help keep you on track, they're worth their weight in gold. And look, I suppose in some ways, myself, what's coming out of the book, coming out of the speaking is that, you know, I've got men and, you know, husband and wife scenarios who want some coaching on how to do that. So that's where I'm sort of heading with this whole enterprise of, you know, the book, doing speaking and coaching.
So, Leif, what challenges have you faced with your writing?
With my writing? You mean as in actually the physical part of the writing, as in you mean sitting down and doing it? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Look, I think the biggest challenge I had was having the mindset that when I had to actually put time aside every day to do a bit. And I found that actually myself writing early in the morning was the best when I had no distractions, when I had no phone calls. But quite often I'd fly out of bed and get stuck and write at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning when there was no distractions around. And I found that then my creative juices flowed the best. But I just found that sometimes I'd sit there and I'd only write maybe 2 or 3 lines, and then I'd write a heap of side notes to that, and then I'd come back and put it all together. So it's not just a matter of writing when you feel inspired. It's a matter of the discipline of sitting there, and even if you only write a few lines, just get into the habit of doing it. And the other thing too when I wrote was that I'm reasonably computer literate, I should say, whereby my keyboard skills aren't 100% accurate and my spelling was a bit up the creek sometimes. But what I did is I just wrote, and even if there were spelling mistakes and wrong grammar, I just wrote as I thought. And when I had the inspiration, then I'd go back and correct all of the punctuation and the spelling and all that type of thing. So I didn't get too bent out of shape. If it didn't read right or there's letters missing or, you know, the word was spelt wrong, I went back and fixed it afterwards when, you know, the inspiration that was engaging the part that I was writing had finished, if that makes sense.
Oh, yes, it definitely does. Can you name one entity that you feel supported you outside of your family members?
One entity?
One person?
One person, as in who inspired me to write and to do the things I'm doing?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, without a doubt, it'd be Les Brown.
Oh, yeah. I know him.
Yeah, Les Brown. I get an email sent from Les every morning. In fact, I read it just before I was speaking to you. And, he talked about being great, rising to greatness, You've got greatness in your life. And, sometimes that does, it brings a tear to your eye when people say those things to you, because, there's always those in the marketplace who are trying to do the opposite, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's wonderful. So, Lee, if you had to do it all over again, would you change anything in your latest book?
Well, probably not. The thing that's amazed me, I guess, about the book is that I wrote it specifically for men, because it is a man book. It's got big font. There's not a lot of writing on each page, and there's lots of pictures. Blokes like reading books with pictures. And, just quietly between you and I, sometimes the books that blokes have been reading with pictures in, they shouldn't have been reading, if you know what I mean. Anyway, yeah. So this has got lots of pictures in it. And what was rather interesting, Rhonda, is that during the pre-launch, I actually emailed the book to quite a few people that I know to get a critique on it so that I could get some endorsements and just find out whether or not I was on the right page, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Interesting, Rhonda, you've read the book, and one of the pages early in the book, it says, warning, men only. And, this is a men only book. Well, the interesting thing is that when I sent this to some of the fellas I knew, their wives opened up the email, and they got to that page. I'll tell you a funny story. I sent it to a woman, and I sent it to her at about 10 o'clock in the morning to her husband. She got the email, downloaded the book, started reading it. She got to that page. She rang me in the afternoon and said, Luke, you're a mongrel. And I go, oh, that's not a very nice thing to say. She said, I got to that page there, and I read Men Only book. She said, what's in this? Is this some Men Only? What is this? Some secret society stuff? I'm not letting my husband read this until I've read it. Well, next thing you know, she'd read the whole book, and she said to me, this is brilliant, absolutely brilliant. I can't wait for my husband to read this. So it's ironic how things work out like that sometimes.
And she is absolutely correct. And I want to say to our listeners today out there, go out and get Lee's book, Father Balance. It's fantastic. It's amazing. And I must say, Lee, you just have been amazing getting to know you, have you here on the show today. And do you have any advice for other writers?
Yes, just sit down and do it. I know that procrastination is one of those things that can be either a stumbling block or a stepping stone, and just a matter of make up your mind you're going to do it. And don't get too caught up in the negative influences or opinions of other people. Because, opinions are a bit like armpits. We all got to, and usually they sort of don't smell too good sometimes. So, yeah, don't get caught up in the opinions of other people. If you're going to make it, write a book, and just make up your mind you're going to do it.
That is wonderful, wonderful advice. And who is your favorite author, and what is it that really strikes you about their work?
Probably my favourite author would be Norman Vincent Peale in America, and my favourite author in Australia would be Peter Daniels. Both of those guys are entrepreneurs and business people. And I guess because they're coming from an area of, look, they've got a lot of history and also a lot of life experience themselves that you can glean from. So it's people like that. I myself aspire to be one of those types of people. So I find that their influence on my life has been helpful to get me to the point where I am nowadays. I'm an avid reader. I've probably got 2-3 books on the go at any one time, different topics, and I just find that by reading, I get more inspiration that I can then glean from and pass on that. I then lethalise it, if you know what I mean, make it my own and pass that content on in my own way, if that makes sense.
Oh, yes, it really does. So what are some of your current projects that you're working on?
Well, I'm working on my second book at the moment, and also my biography, I haven't finished yet, so that's still in the pipeline because I'm still living that. I'm actually starting my second book, and the other projects I'm doing quite a bit of training at the moment in relation to coaching. I'm actually doing two courses at the moment so that I can facilitate the demand that I'm getting from the people in the audience.
Wonderful. You said you like to read a lot, Lee. So what book are you reading now?
What book am I reading now? I mean, that's a good question. I've got a book on the go at the moment called Unstoppable. Don't even know who the author is at the moment. That would probably be the most recent one I've got. But the other thing is, too, I find that I read a lot of information on my iPad. You know, I get books on that as well. However, I do prefer the printed page. You know, I might be old-fashioned in saying that, but I think there's a certain, still something about sitting down and being able to read a book page to page. And I like actually, especially if it's a instruction-type book or an inspirational book, I like writing things in the margins. And so I stick, if you see any books that I've got, they're all written over inside and I've got sticky notes hanging out of them with notes in them. So I don't just read them, I study them. So if you borrow one of my books, they're not in original condition, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I do. So, Lee, what are your current projects?
Well, I think my current project really at the moment is finishing off my second book and also finish my coaching training that I'm doing so that I can facilitate people in my audience. In my professional life, that's really what I'm doing at the moment.
Lee, can you tell our listeners how they can contact you?
Yes. Look, the best place to get hold of me, I guess on an international basis, is through my website. And my website just quite simply is leithadams.com. So that will get you through to my website and you can contact me there. You can actually order my book off my website. You can hire me to speak or to join one of my webinars and coaching down the track. So that's the best way of getting hold of me.
Can they buy your best-selling book, The Father Balance, through your website?
Yes, you can buy my book through my website. Yes, it's on there. It's also listed on Amazon.com as well. So either or.
Well, Lee Adams, thank you. It has been a pleasure having you on the show today. Again, thank you. I've had Lee Adams here on the show today. He's the best-selling author of The Father Balance, How You as a Father Can Successfully Build a Career and at the Same Time Still Keep Your Marriage and Family Together. Leith is an inspirational keynote speaker. His topics are on men, family, and business, and how to overcome adversity in your life. Leith, thank you so much for joining us today. And if you would like to discover more about Expert Insights Publishing and our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global communities and broadcasts, go to GETEI.com. Have a wonderful week.